Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
I'm Pastor J.
I'm Lady Free.
And I'm Too Real.
So
Too Real.
We are back in the building with an excellent topic today. Catalysting or continuing from last week.
Yes.
We've got so many phone calls about last week's episode. My daughter was on.
Yes.
And it truly blessed me. Y'all got to go back and look at that, because this is why we even dealing with what we're dealing with today. And we're dealing with the broken families.
The broken family.
And how do we fix
how
it?
How do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
As I said before, we weren't able to be heard at the time, but I said, listen, if this is your first time joining us, if this is your second or 15th or 20th time joining us here on Shift Real Talk TV, this is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, where we talk about love, life, and relationships. So tonight we are going to get into the broken family and how we can fix that.
I'm going to make sure that we are doing the cameras, because I don't see Too Real coming up.
So Mama Pearlie is on the line. Mama Pearlie, we love you. Mia, we love you. David, so thank you guys for joining us.
My niece is on. All right, so you, of course.
The broken family, what's that all about?
You want to start, Too Crane?
Too Crane.
I said Too Crane.
The broken family is such a broad spectrum of so many different parts to it. You know,
it is.
It's kind of like, where do you begin? You know, but at the end of the day, the broken family starts within the home.
Yeah.
You know, it really does start within a home. It's not, you know, a lot of people say it's external things that affect our children and our family and the brokenness. But I really believe it's the foundation of the mother and the father that carries on, that's able to nurture those children and get them in a place where they know who they are and they're not searching and looking and getting into a lost world that's existing today.
I truly believe that. God told me let you start it off so we can go on and piggyback.
Yes, go on and piggyback off of that.
But the point,
well, we got
the whole point is, yes, family. Let me say something to you. Family is so important to God.
Wow.
That, I mean, when I say it is important in the Bible, it's a couple of scriptures in the Bible.
Yes.
And I'm going to use this as we start.
Okay.
The scripture says, I believe it's in 1 Timothy, 5th chapter. It says, a man that does not take care of his own, even his own family, he denies the faith and he is worse than an unbeliever.
Amen.
Wow.
He is worse than an unbeliever. Yes.
So, and just remember this. Now, let's go back. I'm saying, going to the man. Why the man, back to what you said, why the man is the man is actually the foundation of the family.
Yes.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean he rules over the family. Oh,
no.
That means you know how a building looks?
Yes.
What the first thing that they put before they build the whole building?
They lay the foundation.
They lay the foundation.
Yes, right.
And that foundation is the very thing that holds up the building.
That's right.
It supports the building. It holds it up. It carries the weight. It carries the weight. It makes sure the building stays together.
Right. Yes.
So this is why we was even talking last week how now the trick is to get move everything from the foundation.
That's right.
Because if you can separate the foundation, then it's easy to get to the building.
Better yet, how about this? If they come and find holes in the walls, the building's still good. They can have broken glass, all the windows broken out, the building's still good. But if they find a crack in the foundation, they call it condemned.
That's correct.
The whole building is condemned.
Yes.
And so here we go back to the foundation.
Just putting a roof,
you can't.
What the roof? If there's just a roof and you don't start with anything else, you'll never build that house. You'll never build that foundation.
Exactly. You won't have nothing to stand on. So that's the whole point.
So we got to really understand this is where it starts from. where the brokenness starts from, the balance or the found, not the balance, but the foundation.
Yes.
has been taken away from the family.
Yes.
And understand this. And let's keep it real, because I want to have a conversation with you guys while we're talking, and those who are online and are chiming in. A lot of times when we get into relationships, and I know me, because I've done it myself.
Yes.
When we get into relationships to either fix a certain situation that we just got out of.
Yes.
Or actually rebound from a feeling that we were feeling, not even just from the past relationship,
right.
but something
yes.
that we've never dealt with.
Yes.
Right.
So we get into relationships. And when we get into, first of all, we get into the relationship wrong, because the motive is not to really find a person that we're being with, but it's to find a person to be with for this moment.
Amen.
For this moment. To feel my
heart. So I believe it starts from there, our motive for even getting into the relationship.
Yeah.
So when we do that, what we do, of course, you know, you're going to wind up being intimate with this person.
Yes.
So now you have kids that are involved in a situation that has been broken even from the beginning.
That's right.
And it
I really,
been,
yes, I really believe that, like you said, Pastor Jay, you know, we have to realize that being single, there's nothing wrong with being single. You have to be single first to get to know who you are and where you're going.
Yeah.
And if you are whole while you're single, then you're going to be whole when you're in a relationship. And that's where the brokenness also starts.
That's where it starts.
That's where it starts.
And the thing about it is, if you take the foundation away, if you put a crack in the foundation, I remember that we were talking earlier about how a lot of men today, they deem the value to have dropped in the men because of the fact that a lot of times, like you said, the women aren't lifting them up.
Yes.
It's like there's a crack in the foundation. We have a way as women to bring life or death, people, period, but I'm just talking about women in relationships, to have life or death in the power of our tongue.
Amen.
We have a way to use our tongue sometimes as a weapon.
Or we'll turn around and we'll say, you got to have this, 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 and this. We put so many requirements on a man without really putting the requirements on ourselves.
That's right.
And
King.
It has
That's
to be
true.
Right.
That's right.
It has to
That's
be fair.
True.
Now, let's be honest here, because I want to really direct this to this conversation, because this happens today. So now we done got into the relationship. We got a kid.
Yeah.
Now what happens is, because that situation is broken, there's two separate homes.
That's right.
There's two separate homes.
I'm living that. Yep.
There's two separate homes. And what happens is, the parents are not getting along, first of all, because the situation is wrong.
From the very beginning.
So now you have a war between two homes.
That's
Here's the thing that bothers me, because now we have the kids that get involved. And the point is, now you have a parent who now says, for you to have a relationship with your kid, there has to be a relationship with the parent. Do you believe, in those who are out there chiming in, that I have to have a relationship with the mother or the father of the kid that I have without, like, can I have the relationship with the kid without having it with the parent?
No.
I don't believe that. It depends on what relationship you're referring to.
Yes. Yes.
Because if you and I have a child and we are no longer together, I need to be able to have a relationship with you, but it can't be the type of relationship that's sexual. It can't be the type
Amen
of relationship
to that.
Where we're flirting with one another, where we have any kind of that involved.
Because that confuses the child, right?
Right. Because a lot of times, even though people break up, that doesn't always mean I don't love that person. We just couldn't get along. So now that you're separated and for some reason now you get an opportunity to come over and pick up the kid, all of a sudden there's some kind of sexual energy or some kind of love there. And then you guys get into a relationship and it's very confusing. But yes, I believe you should be able to have a common relationship where you guys are cordial with one another, where you can talk to one another without arguing, where you can figure things out with each other when it comes down to the child. You have to have that relationship.
Yeah, and that's key that you say that, but the thing is, it's like, because that, and let's be honest here, if you guys are not together, then having that relationship, even to try to co-parent, becomes very difficult because there's still those hurt feelings. You know, there's still Okay. And what we do is now what we, these feelings that we're feeling for the other parent, yes. we actually put those feelings on the kid.
That's right.
So,
right.
So now the kid now is now growing up or engaging with feelings, yes. that the parent that had the feelings against this parent that's not there.
What are you referring to? Like the a mother kind of like grooming her child to be what that man wasn't to her?
No. Like,
no, she's basically saying like where the mother is upset that the father, they're no longer together.
They're no longer
and
together.
Then the mother talks to that child about that father and most likely a negative light. And then that takes an impact on that child because now that child is right. juggling between two households, yeah. trying to be balanced. Okay, daddy, I love my dad, so I need to make sure I'm good here. Oh, I don't want my mom to not love me, so I need to do this. So that child is caught in the middle of a very dangerous situation.
Parental lawyerism.
Yes.
What I mean
yes.
by that is that child becomes the jury.
That's right.
You have one lawyer on this side trying to plead their case, giving an opening statement, trying Amen. To get that child to decide whether or not he's innocent or guilty. And then we have the other parent yes. on the other side doing the same thing. So the child is stuck in the middle trying to figure yes. out which one of my parents do I side with? And yes. that is too much weight for that child. And we wonder why that child grows up then with a lot of issues of brokenness.
That's right.
My son's mother, actually, she was on last week, but she realized that a lot of stuff that she did really was because, you know, we were growing and we were learning. We were young when we
got Yes, yes. yes. That but makes
what,
a difference.
But what my son, he grew up with an issue with me. He was like, "That my dad ain't." And so when I was really trying to fix it or trying to go to him and try yes. to, what's your problem? Everything he told me, it wasn't even his issue. It was everything yes. that was told to him.
Right.
Yes, that's my point.
So he took on, well, dad, you left me. I didn't leave you. I yes. never leave yeah. you. Well, dad, you ain't doing this. And yes, I'm doing what I can.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So he took on so many mental things and he took on so many emotions that really had nothing to do with him.
Yes. To do with
and
him.
That's the thing. We have to stop involving the children. The children don't have to know everything that's going on with the relationships, you know? Yes. All they need to know is that they're loved by two parents and we come together to do sporting events, anything they need to help them grow and be stable. That's what we need to do in the household.
Yes.
For
so,
sure.
So we're dealing with the brokenness because exactly, yes, if she's broken, she can't lift him up. If she's broken,
that's right.
She yeah. can't lift. Thank you, Kenya. Good to see you, girl.
Yes.
Hey, Kenya.
But that's true. But okay, so dealing with this brokenness, because this is actually the situation. This is what happens in the brokenness. These are things that causes the kids to now have issues with either one or both parents.
Right. Yes.
So
yes,
now they're
yes.
growing up with these issues.
Yes.
And what we call this is I don't believe it, but this is what we labeled it to be, a generational curse. Because yes. now this kid has taken on something, probably to now when he gets older and he has a family, and now he's taking this thing taking his kids through
right.
or the same thing happens because
without healing. Yes.
Well, let's
yes.
let's be clear about the generational curse. When Jesus died on the cross, he became the curse for us so that
exactly.
we would
Amen.
No longer have
exactly.
to be under any type of curse.
That's right.
So it's not a generational curse. What we have to do is we have to stop saying that. It's
Amen.
A learned behavior.
Yes.
That's right.
From generation to generation.
Yes.
It is a learned behavior. A learned behavior is totally different from a curse.
Because
yes.
you can have one parent that works hard, goes to work, and that's your role model. And you can have the other parent that hooked on drugs, doing the wrong things.
Right.
And both of those kids excel and make it because they still have that one parent that they can rely on and look forward to. And you got to have that as well.
And it could depend on the personality of the child because
yes.
it was a story about a man and his brother. Both of them lived in the same house, the same two parents. The father was an alcoholic. One guy grew up and he was asked, "Why is it that you became an alcoholic?" And he said, "Well, that's the only example I saw." The other guy, I think they were twins, he was asked the same exact question. He said, "Why didn't you become an alcoholic?" He said, "Because that's the only thing I saw." So both of them took the relationship with
yes,
their father and made a decision based on the personality
yes.
of that child. One of them learned what not to do, and one of them decided to make himself a victim, and this is all I know,
Amen.
And have excuses for the reason why he
yes.
became what
yes.
he became.
Yes. That's right.
So it's basically up to
yeah.
the child as well.
Just a quick, just a quick little brief moment, just to acknowledge some more people who are tuning in. My dad is on the line.
Hey, what's up, Dad? Hey, Dad.
Kenya Merritt, Ina Norman. Hey, Ina, how you doing? Mind Provoking said, it's not a relationship. It's the form of a relationship based on situational occurrences. Exactly.
Man.
I think my niece is, she's a therapist, if I'm not mistaken. She's a therapist. She's very knowledgeable. Yes. Well, we want to get with you too, Mind Provoking, because you have a lot of good information.
Latisse, and, baby.
My sister Latisse is on. She said that's the triangle effect, using the child as a medium.
Exactly.
And, yes,
there we go. Exactly. She nailed
Tracy
it.
Tracy Crossland. Hey, Tracy, so, the Reverend.
So go ahead.
So, but okay. So no, go ahead.
No. I got you. I want you to go because I feel like I'm gonna feed off of what you're about to say.
So here's the thing. Now going back to where we're broken at. And understand, like, this is a lot of things that happen. This is why we got to be careful of really looking at the man like he is the problem. Now, most men, and I would say me, I'm not even going to talk about most men, because I always like to talk about me because I was that man. Mm-hmm. Most of us really are young men figuring it out, because we get in situations and we get into them not knowing how to get, because a lot of times we get in it and we don't have the information. So if we don't have the information, we don't know how to function. But that's still, again, we were still created to be the foundation. And right. It's almost like the, and so we have to really be careful on how we even treat what is the foundation. We can't step on the foundation. We got to either help, because he's given us helper, he's given us the word. So we got to be very careful how we treat the foundation, and we also got to realize that the foundation is that important to moving forward, to bringing the gap between what's broken, because it starts from the man. It starts from the head.
It does. Yeah. And the thing is, with that foundation, I think a lot of men need to remember that a foundation is very, very strong.
Yes.
A foundation can carry the weight. Based on how far it's dug down, a foundation can carry the weight of a penthouse.
Yes.
The twin top. Well, should I say
you
that?
You can say that.
Can I say that? Well, they were there.
That was built by man, right?
I mean, yeah, they were there. And it, one of the tallest buildings. So basically, the foundation is very, very, very vital. And it's strong.
But I wanted to say this to add to what you said, Lady Free. Yes, it's very, very strong. But if that man does not have the foundation with Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Period. He can never really, really have a strong foundation. And that is the key. We got to bring prayer back into the homes. Yeah. We got to get our men closer to God and just learning his all the information that he has to make that man strong.
Yeah.
A lot of people out here broken because they weak in Christ. They weak. Mm-hmm. They don't have nothing else to go to. When things get rough and tough, instead of going to the Lord, they're going to drugs, they're going to clubs, they're drinking, they're doing whatever. And we got to change that. That is the key. We got to look at life not as a problem. We all blessed. Let's look at life as, hey, let's learn how to pray. Let's bring our family together. Because the key is, like they always say, if you pray together, you stay together. Right. And that's a fact.
And go ahead.
So what we're saying now is, now, because we always deal with the brokenness now.
Always.
Because, you know, we even in our episodes, so if you want to, last week was dealing with a brokenness. But what we want to really focus on today is how to fix it.
Yes.
So I really believe, like you said, starting from what Ali said, too real. And I really believe it starts from the men.
Yes.
One thing, and I'm going to say this, how to fix it. Now, here's the start. First of all, we got to recognize the behaviors. Yes. You got to recognize what's broken.
Yes, right. Yes.
We got to really deal with what's broken. We got to deal with emotions. If that means if we see one of our kids that are hurt, if we see the whole situation that's hurt, then what we got to do is we got to address the pain.
Yes.
We got to deal with it. So we got to deal with what's broken. Secondly, and then I'll let my wife speak, because I know she's going to piggyback on what I said. Secondly, let's go to the Bible for one second, for one quick second. When God created Adam, what he did was he put him in the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
And again, you hear Miles Monroe say it all the time. When you look on the map, you do not know, you don't see where Eden is. But the purpose of Eden And I like this song because I've never, even when I heard Donald Lawrence wrote the song, I was like, what? Get back to Eden. He said, let's get back to Eden.
Amen.
But Eden is truly the presence of God.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But first of all, to really get the answers, to really understand how to even deal in brokenness, we got to get in the presence of God.
Yes. Amen, Pastor. That's right.
We have
right,
to get Pastor and understand
yes.
what is he, what he's desiring us as men to do as the foundation.
Right. Because he made us out of purpose.
Yes.
He everything made us is out of purpose yeah. and love. So yeah. we got to, men got to, pour that out
and
into see, each
the,
other.
The thing about it is recognizing the behaviors. We have to have the hard conversation.
We yes. got to have them.
Because what people don't understand is the reason why there's brokenness is because there's something Speaking called parent free. Alienation. That means that one of the parents was alienated from the family mm-hmm. unit.
Exactly.
So therefore, with that parent being alienated, that child and the parent that is the primary parent in the home, they are going through an emotional situation that causes a disconnect.
Yes.
And when that disconnect happens, then for the child especially, it causes attachment issues.
Yeah,
so now this yes. child is going to go through their life having this attachment issue. And each year that they grow, the attachment issue will grow as well. And then it will become such a big thing. And now they have to figure out
Yes.
how to connect with people, from people in their schools, from people in their, when peers. They start dating, when mm-hmm. I'm talking about just every relationship, because they have been taught to cope with disconnection.
Yeah.
And it's easy when you are when you have that attachment issue, an insecure attachment issue, it's easy for you to go through life and have the gift of goodbye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where Amen. You can detach.
And then you got to realize too, is see, when you understand, even in counseling, you know, I'm sure Dievra, my niece is on here, I'm sure she can contest a lot of these behaviors, what they call is attachment behaviors.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So these feelings and these emotions are what's attached. They attach anger, hurt,
anxiety,
rejection,
anxiety,
anxiety,
shame,
rejection.
Depression.
All of these behaviors or all of these emotions yes. are attached to us
yeah.
and they become behaviors. So what we have to do as parents or even as people who have been through this part of brokenness
yes.
is we have to detach what's been attached.
That's
How
right.
do we detach it? We have to come with a level of forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Amen. Yes. That's it, Pastor Jay. Yes.
Forgive
yes.
me.
Yeah.
Because again, as the parents, the first relationship or the first behavior that they learn it from us.
Yeah. Yes.
We are yes. the transforming of the God yes. in their
right.
life.
Yes, that's right.
As
that's
parents.
Right. Yeah. We're their role model. We're yes. their example.
We even more than their role model.
Yeah, we're everything.
Because again, what the Bible says this. Let's go back to the Bible.
Yes, Pastor Jay.
The Bible
yes,
says,
yes.
For a man, he said, for a man, for this reason, mm-hmm. shall you leave yeah. and cleave.
I was just about, come
he
on.
Did
Amen.
Not tell that
Woo!
To the woman.
He didn't tell the woman,
no,
to,
he
leave.
He didn't tell the woman to leave because women stay.
We stay.
Yes.
Yeah. You're supposed to stay and you are supposed to, because
be
again,
the nurturer.
Yeah,
the nurturer.
You're the nurturer. And then too, on top of that, understand is when you in the wedding, let's go to a wedding.
Come on.
Yes. A wedding. When you go to the wedding and the woman is slowly walking down the aisle,
yes.
she's walked down the aisle slowly with who?
With her
father.
Her father.
Yes.
Her
yes.
father.
Yes.
And the father is saying now, he's telling this young man who he is transferring the authority to.
Yes.
He is transferring
yes.
authority to yeah. this other young
yes.
man.
Yeah, that's right.
So the whole purpose is that, see, my wife called me daddy, but she don't call me daddy because I'm good in bed. She yes. called me daddy because I remind her.
Because.
Yeah, well, you know, that's another, okay. that's another,
okay, okay.
that's
okay.
another
we're
podcast.
Gonna, we're going to stick to the, to the
That's brokenness. Another podcast because, you know, hey, Papa,
Papa Bell.
Daddy.
Come on, see, I should have started you.
But the point is, the fact is, It's that transferring. And she calls me daddy, not because of that, but she calls me daddy because I give her the characteristic that she was given. Yes. She was given, she's being nurtured. She's being taken care of. She's being protected. Yep. She's being honored. Yep. She's being loved. She's being, and this is what a father, the foundation, this is what it carries.
The problem is we act like fathers have to be perfect.
No,
my
they don't.
Father is an amazing father, an amazing man, an amazing provider, but he was not perfect. So yes. Therefore, I didn't come into my marriage with the notion that my husband was going to be perfect. When my father took my hand and put it in the hand of this man and said, now you have the responsibility of my daughter. What he did at that moment was he connected me to this man. He transferred our connection. And now I'm allowing you to have it. There was no breaking the connection.
There was no leaving.
There was no breaking.
She didn't leave, but that was the whole purpose. Because again, we got to remember this. God created the man to be the source for the woman.
That's right.
And God is supposed to be the source of for the every man.
Come on.
Yes. So this is why it's so important for us to go back to Eden so that we can get in the presence of God to get our source so that we can be the resource for the women who are for the women and the children that
That's
we are being the foundation for.
And we cannot forget this. Yes, that woman is probably talking bad about what she went through with that man. And yes, the children are going to, at some point, like we said last week, be overexposed, sometimes on purpose and sometimes unintentionally. But we can't forget that because that woman does not leave, when that breakup happened, it rips something from her, which causes her pain. And that pain has an ugly look sometimes.
But also, like you said, it causes her pain. But there's women that cause men pain too.
Not
men
have pain. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Hurt people, right?
That's right.
So
that's
therefore, we can't, but we oftentimes say, well, she's talking bad about him. And yes, but what is the root cause of what's coming out of her mouth?
Yes.
What is the root cause of it? And it may not have even been the guy she was in a relationship with or the guy that she decided to kick it with. It could have been what happened to her from childhood, what she saw in the home. That brokenness, it could have been what she learned throughout the years. But regardless of what, we have to understand that she's in pain and her pain lashes out. And think about this. When a child has to endure the weight of that pain, when we as adults don't even know how to navigate through bad relationships, but we giving this pain and the weight of this pain to our child and they lash out, imagine what that child is going through.
Well, that child ends up going through life, and when they meet their partner, they go through the exact same cycle.
They go through the exact same thing.
It's like, it becomes their norm.
Yes.
You know, I could say that, you know, my dad is on the line, you know, and he went through a real crazy child support battle. And I believe pretty much me, my brother, you know, we dealing with the same thing. And and going back to what we were saying about generational curses, I don't really believe in generational curses.
No.
I just believe it's a behavior that we have to change. It's a behavior that we have to change. It's a mindset that we have to change. Because again, my mindset at that time was get what I need.
Mm-hmm. So you used females to get what you
needed. I used females to get what I needed.
And ended up having children in the process.
And ended up having brokenness.
Yes. I did the
same
thing.
It was nothing to curse.
Hey, we all done it.
I did the same thing.
I think that's the majority of us today.
Yeah. Right.
We started young. You know, a lot of us grew up and had to grow up pretty fast.
Right.
At a young age, doing a lot of things, you know. And so when you grow up in brokenness, it does have an impact on you, especially a daughter who doesn't have her father.
Exactly.
People do not understand how important it is for a girl to be in the presence of her father.
Right.
Her father makes her feel beautiful. Her father makes her feel secure. Her father makes her feel stable. So when that's taken away at such a very young age, now when she get in middle school and high school, now she all about boys. She's looking for that father figure. She's dating older men, and it just becomes a vicious cycle. Then she goes in relationships. Then she's having kids, and it just is a broken situation. But you have to decide that's still your choice, that you're putting yourself in those situations. Mm-hmm. So when I gave my life to Christ 6 years ago, I made the decision to where I said, I want to live how God wants me to live. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Have I gone through things ups and down? Yeah, but I am delivered. I'm being delivered each and every day to be the best woman I can be for my children and whoever God has for me in the future.
Let me go back and read a couple of these comments. Mama Crane is on. She said,
Mama Crane.
Yes,
Jaquetta. Mama, hey, Jaquetta, how you doing?
That's my girl.
The man is supposed to be the head of the household, and he's supposed to lay the foundation for the family with the help with his helpmate, his wife.
That's right.
And we just got to make sure we're clear what the foundation is, because some of us think laying the foundation is something totally dang got nothing to do with being the foundation. You have to be the foundation and not lay it.
Yeah. But like I said before, when you are a man in a household and that household does well, when you see kids and they have two-parent households, the statistics show they end up having a very prosperous life. They end up, you know, being able to be confident in the world and understand the world because they got their mom being the nurturer and they got their father telling them how to be a man. That's a big deal.
That's the formula.
Mama Crane, she's still on with his help me. Okay, she's mind-provoking, said, correct. Different attachment styles come out during various situations, becoming mental strains for those who have a difficult time to understand. Usually leads toward emotional dysfunction.
Emotional dysfunction.
And Kenya Merritt says some females didn't have that. I wanted to speak to that, Kenya. Yeah, we was coming
some
to you, Kenya.
Some females did not have that father to walk them down aisle and give their hand to the other man and keep that connection. That's the brokenness.
Yes.
That's the brokenness, Kenya. And the thing about it is, people have to realize when there is brokenness, if you have children that don't want to have anything to do with you and you desire that relationship, this is the thing that I would like to say. You have to have those hard conversations.
Yes.
And even though you may have grown from that place and you're no longer the person you were when maybe there was some pain that was caused in the relationship by your actions as a young man, like Pastor Jay said, you know, a lot of times we were young having children and we made a lot of mistakes and we did hurt and cause pain in our families. But you have to be able to sit in that pain with that child and allow that child to go through the healing that you may have already gone through, because they may be still living with the pain of all of that, even though you have done your work to get yourself healed. If you are truly healed, you'll be able to sit there and listen to them say, this is what you did to hurt me, and then work it out with forgiveness and with love. You have to do that.
Yes.
Those
Lady
hard
Free,
conversations
yes.
have to happen first.
So that's dope.
Cedric, that's my cousin.
Yeah, we're going to get
Sadie Crane.
Mind provoking. I like this, what mind provoking put. She put root cause equals triggers.
Yeah.
Root cause equals triggers equals projection equals resurfacing.
Pain. Oh, mind provoking. Yes.
That's right.
She knows.
Yes. I want to read what Sadie Crane said.
Yeah, read what Sadie Crane said.
Sadie Crane said, Jesus is the foundation. And the rock we must build on. The man is the head, but needs to know the source in which to build. It's a set order to everything we do.
Exactly.
Yes, Jesus is the foundation. And that's why he said, let us make man in his image. Therefore, being that Jesus is the foundation and the man is under Christ and he's supposed to be that reflection, guess what? That man is the foundation. He is not the cornerstone. He is not the solid rock. Yes. He definitely is the foundation
and,
of the
And two, remember this too. God, when God gave Adam his presence, then he gave him the word.
His word.
And he gave him responsibility.
That's right.
To nurture the people that he has placed in his care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if that man doesn't understand that he has to get that from his source, then there's no information that he's able to give out.
That's right.
He's
giving out.
You're right.
You can't give out thoughtful what you don't. You can't give out what you don't know.
But you can speak and sound like you know what you're talking about when you really don't.
You got
to
really
be
don't.
Wary
but
of
it's
that
up to the
well.
Man to go and look for the information. If you don't have it, go and try to find it. Look for it.
But that's true though. Yes. But sometimes we don't know even where to get the information, because there is so much information that's being given that's not the right information.
So you saying
that's why
like,
we
go
have
back to
go,
the Bible.
Yeah, we have to
go
back
to the Bible.
That's why our source, like Cindy said, there is a source. that we must build on. That we must build on that source.
That solid rock, baby.
And then when you go to that source, then he will send the right resources.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And listen to this. Kenya Marriott says, females have daddy issues and go out into the world looking for that love. Hey, can I take it a step further and say, I heard someone say this before, so this is not my stuff, but I agree. He says, but can you imagine that boys who have daddy issues go out looking for their daddy, just like girls who have daddy issues go out looking for their daddy?
That's right.
And sometimes they get taken advantage of looking for the love of their father by another man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speak it, ladies.
That's why a lot of times
the world is
actually
wicked.
Go through a man taking advantage of a young boy because he's looking for his daddy and causes him confusion and identity issues for the rest of his life because of the feeling that came behind all of that when all he wanted to do was be loved properly by a man and was not.
It can go vice versa. You can have a young lady who was taking advantage of, you know, who's missing out on her.
Absolutely.
It can be opposite. And then that woman gets that situation where she's in a situation where something happens to her that's not supposed to happen to her, where the man is unhappy. He's not, his mother wasn't there for him. Mm-hmm. So now he has his hate for women. So now let me go out and destroy every single woman that I come in contact with.
Brokenness.
Next thing you know, he's out here.
I think it's natural for us. And I think God created it this way. It is natural for us to search for what made us.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That was awesome.
It's naturally to search for that. Yep. And there are certain things. This is why the devil goes out to seek whom he may devour.
Oh, you know he do.
Come on. Every day.
And he tricks and puts an imposter of a foundation in front of us because once the foundation is taken out, it's in our natural makeup to look for the thing that's going to keep us together.
Come on.
Yes.
Keep us together because that's what the foundation was created for.
Yes.
It was created to keep us together.
Wow.
So if we're not together, then we're looking for the thing to keep us together.
Right. And you got the world, social media, and all these different things. If I separate the man and woman, it's okay. They glorify being single and they glorify that, you know, you don't need a man and you can do this and you can do that. But God made man and God made woman for a reason. We need each other, but we got to find the person that's whole first.
Find
it. If you're not whole, stay single. If you whole, you ready to be with somebody. Period.
Mm. Period. With a T.
Period.
Good evening, Sister Donella. That's right. So at the end of it, you have to think about this. Okay, so I said you have to have the hard conversation.
Yes.
Yes, it may get heated, but that's okay. Because heat is what welds two chain links back together.
Amen.
Okay?
What?
So it may get heated.
Let it free. Love
that. The next thing you have to do is you have to, after you sit in that pain, you have to take accountability. You have to be able to say, if you were the one, the father, if you were the father, and your children have an opportunity now to sit down and talk with you, you have to be able to look at them and say, you know what? I did do that. I did realize that I hurt you. And that's something that I gained firsthand from Pastor Jay and
last
his relationship
week.
With his children.
Last week.
Because he had to go to them and say, I know that I caused you pain and I'm sorry.
And that's because Pastor Jay is a man and he became accountable for his actions. And as long as you're accountable, then God is forgiving you and everybody around you, all your children are going to continue to love and love you because he wasn't afraid to say, hey, I messed up.
Yeah.
And not just women. Oh, young ladies, I believe men look for this too, because what keeps the foundation together is what? Security.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do most people want to feel like when they're in the building, that this building is not going to fall?
That's right.
That is secure.
Perfect analogy.
So what comes with security? Accountability.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Responsibility.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If you're holding that together, and see what we do, some men, what we do is we push the responsibility on the kid to really understand that I'm the foundation.
Yeah.
But that's not how you show you the foundation.
Right. Yes.
Because the foundation automatically protects.
Automatically.
The foundation automatically supports.
Yeah.
This is what it does automatically.
Yeah.
So if you're not in your position to be a you know, what I'm saying? If you, because sometimes some things happen.
Yes.
You got to restructure the whole building.
Yes.
Right. Because you got to make sure the foundation is right.
Sometimes you got to take it down and build it right back up.
You
got to
build it up. But in that building back up, what you got to do is take responsibility. I'm sorry, I missed a screw here. I didn't put this screw in here. But I just got to go back and now make sure that I'm secure enough to not hold you up.
And we have to remember, two people, that sometimes women, yes, we are strong. Yes, we are powerful. Yes, we can be independent.
Yes.
But if you take that woman and put her on the bottom as the foundation, not on the bottom, but if she thinks that she's strong enough to be the foundation, and she flips the household upside down, now she's running things and she's in control, and then it's the kids, and then the father is on top of all of that.
Oh, no, that don't work.
Do you understand how that will crush
dysfunction.
The very existence of that whole family dynamic? So we have to make sure we're in order with how God says. And then it also says, unless God build a house, they that labor in vain.
Hey,
sometimes we try to get people to do and be them to be.
Thank you, Dave.
We have a list of expectations. You need to do this. You need to do this for me.
You have to be
this way and all that stuff. But no, that will be temporary fix just to get you to hush. And okay.
Keep going.
All I was saying was just
This is good. This is good. I'm sorry, y'all.
If you want it to be permanent, you got to go to God and do what True Real say. You got to pray and ask God to give you instruction for your relationship. Yes. But go ahead, girl.
Girl, that was so good. I can't even think straight.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just, but like Pastor Jay was saying, at the end of the day, you know, there is no competition between man and woman. God created us individually, and women, we have to respect our role in the household.
That's right.
A woman trying to run the household over a man, that don't work.
It's out of order.
The man runs the household. The woman is by his side, not behind him. She by his side. Yes. That's how it has to be, ladies. That's how it has to be. A man will never feel strong in his home if a woman is wearing the pants. I like to wear jeans, but I ain't wearing the pants.
But you know where that come from? I'm going to tell you. You know where that come from? Let's be real here. Let's be real here.
Yes.
This is, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Check this out. You know why? You know why that happens?
Why?
A lot of times, as foundations, we try to hold up buildings that we were never supposed to, we were not even meant to hold up.
Come on, that's what I'm talking about.
So we get with some buildings, and this building got about 90 floors. But we were the foundation for 6 floors.
Yeah, exactly,
You want more than your 6.
You want more than your 6 floors. You know what I'm saying? So now you dealing with somebody who's now in this 90 floors. Of course, this is a lot of floors, so you need help. You need help with holding up this foundation. Too much weight. That's too much weight. So you got to make sure that the building that you were built
that's right.
and meant to hold up is the building you were built and meant to hold up.
I will not put no more on you than what you can bear. So let me tell you something. If you know your foundation is not meant for that 60-story building, stop playing with yourself.
Stop playing with yourself.
You know when it's too heavy. And that's the thing. God created us as very intelligent. We are the most intelligent beings on the face of this earth.
That's right.
You know when this relationship is too heavy. You know when it's putting out too much weight. Yes. So what you need to do before you get a crack in your foundation, you need to go ahead and make some tough decisions to what you need to do for that's best for you.
Because you know how they look.
And for them.
You know how they look. You have a foundation, right? And the building is leaning and you're doing everything you got
to do to try to
hold it up. The chairs and stuff falling out the building. The windows are breaking. That's not your building.
I got it.
That's not your building.
That's why they say
it's going as I got it, dude.
That is not your building. Because the whole thing, check this out. The whole thing means, because when God, see, the thing is, we believe that, and I used to think this. I was like, man, God gave me my wife. But what he did was he equipped me to be able to
be ready for her,
the wife that God made me ready for. What God did was he paraded her in front of him.
He paraded me.
He paraded.
Yes, ma'am.
So the thing is,
in my heels,
But the point is, this is why it's important for us to be in the presence so that we can know what we're looking at.
Come on.
We know what we're looking for. We know where we're going. Because again, it's that man who knows where he's going. It's that man who knows where he's going in God that God said, said it's not good for that man to be alone.
Come on. That's right.
It's not good for him to be alone. And what we do is because we're broken. Yes. We're broken. What the foundation? We're not even ready to be foundations.
Yeah.
We're not even ready to be foundations.
We're the doorknob. We ain't turning right.
We're not ready to be foundations, and we're going up trying to hold these buildings up, and we're not ready.
Yes.
We're not ready.
Yes.
So the point is, it's like, come on, it's time out. It's time out now, because there's so many buildings that are falling down, and they're falling, and the damage that's being caused by the things that are falling out of the building.
Wow.
There's a lot of damage by the things that are falling out of the building.
Yes.
They're falling out, and because we're up there, and it's like God is saying, it's time now to really understand
to surrender
why I created you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to understand why I created you.
Yes.
I created you to be.
Yes. Yes.
I created you to be. I created you to hold it up.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you holding up?
What are you? What did you decide?
Solid rock. Come on.
What did you decide?
And what is that solid rock? Come on. I feel my help coming on.
It's somebody who really needs to understand that your children are only waiting for a I'm sorry.
That's
a sincere apology and the action of going forward. I'm going to be there.
That's right.
My son said something to me last week. I was talking about when we was on the show about blended family.
Yes.
And I was asking him, what do I talk about? Because our family is not really a blended family. He said, talk about blending the family.
Yeah. Amen. Go on, young man.
Right? Because what he's saying is, where do we go from here?
Yes.
So that somebody needs to understand, there needs to be some accountability. You need to sit in that ugly truth of what you did and how you caused
that. Pick up that phone.
Come on.
Make calls.
Pick up the phone. Go to their house. Whatever the case, the agenda should not be their mama.
Even if you feel like there's going to be rejection,
go through
it. The point of it is you taking action.
And it's not about their mama. It's not about their mama.
Yes.
It's about you and that child forming a relationship.
No matter what.
And the tears that they cry is irrigation for that heart place in their heart they have for you. Those tears need to be shed, but you need to go and do a sincere, I'm sorry, and I love you.
Yes.
My wife said this to me today, and I fought with it for a second because I was like, you don't understand how tired I am of fighting.
Mm,
I shouldn't have to fight be in my kid's life.
Shouldn't.
My wife told me today, and it kind of hit me hard. It was like, you know, that makes sense. She said, no matter what, you be God.
Meaning
you show the love, because the love is what's going to cover everything.
Love and God comes and he does the rest.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly doing it.
So if you're showing love, love has to break through every, it breaks through every chain.
Yes.
It breaks through every shackle. Yeah. It breaks through everything.
And when
every
you're praying
place,
to God, you're saying, God, the mother of your children who's not allowing that, you have to pray for her too. You know, pray for the person that you are having the conflict with. That's important, because when you pray for them and you ask God to heal their heart, to heal their brokenness, he will listen, because not only are you just, you're not being selfish, you're being selfless because you're praying for that person.
Right.
So remember, it's not just about us saying, oh, you know, I can't see my child, and that's true, but we still have to pray for the other parent and really have more love.
I want to ask you a question, because you've been through another level of brokenness.
Yes.
And I want you to kind of share a little bit of it, because your brokenness kind of came from losing, you know, your significant other.
Yes.
So that's another level of being broken when the parent
yes,
leaves.
Yes. My daughter's dad, he passed away October 1st, 2022. Just made a year. He was only 37 years old, very young. He did believe in God. He prayed regularly, but he was battling his own brokenness. He was dealing with brokenness that he grew up with.
Yeah.
And he was still battling through that even at the time of his passing. But all I know is he believed in God. And he really did. Anytime he would be there, he would be praying, God, just help me, you know, overcome my situation. Fix me, Lord. But now I have a 5.5-year-old daughter who's actually getting ready to turn 6 on October 23rd. And it's really, really hard. Because even though her dad had the things that he was dealing with, he still provided and he still there for his daughter. He still made sure her birthdays were always right. And you know what I did? I took away that selfishness thinking about me, and I always let him get her. And I would have people go, why do you let him keep his daughter? He's you know, he's an addict. He struggles. I said, you know what? Because nobody's promised tomorrow. And now her dad is gone. So my daughter now have 5.5 years with her father.
Yeah.
And she will always see her father as an amazing father.
Yeah.
And that's what we women have to do. If I was an angry woman and I didn't let him be with his daughter, guess what? My daughter wouldn't have that connection with the father. And that's why my daughter is so happy. She has peace because I allowed her to have that relationship with her father. I didn't get in the way of that. And that's what we have to do. We have to stop getting in the way. Even if we feel our own anger or frustration, we still have to let that kid have that relationship with that father.
Yeah.
Because if that father it passes away, you are going to regret it. I would have so much more regret if I didn't let my daughter be with her father. And I'm blessed today to be able to say I allowed that bond. And when he passed away, all the funeral and everything on his service, it was pictures of him, pictures of me and him, pictures of her and him. She'll always know how much her dad truly loved her. And even in his passing, he still loves her because he still provides her peace and love. And that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So y'all listen, man, we can go. Thank you. Yes. Tim Johns.
Thank you, man.
Jaquetta, yes.
No matter Kenyan how Merrick, we feel Purpose about the calls, other parent.
Yes.
That's necessary. And I like how you said that even though people were saying why, you were saying, look, we're not promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nobody's promised tomorrow. And your daughter has memories.
Yes.
That's what people don't understand. We allow money to take the place of memories.
Yes.
And when we allow money to take the place, what's that?
You know,
we allow money to take the place of memories, what we do is we cause that child. Is that?
No, that's the emergency.
Right.
Thing,
so, but when we allow money to overpower the memories that our children can have with their parent that's not there, then what we're doing is we're depriving them of something that they need. That's a void.
Yes.
When you don't have those memories in the place that those memories are supposed to be, that's a void. And then so what happens is they create memories, and a lot of times it's a fantasy of who they believe their father or that their father would be or their mother would be.
And I think for me, I struggle too because my dad suffered from, his own personal things that he went through. So for me, it was like, you know what? I don't want my daughter to go through what I went through. Right. I didn't have my dad that much growing up. So that's why for me, it was like, hey, guess what? He want to get her. I'm going to let him get his daughter. And that was the right thing to do.
And you know what? Like sometimes it bothers me because the very thing that we protect our kids from was not the very thing we seen when we got with that person in the first
place.
That's
right.
Wow.
So it's like when we get with the person, we don't see that, but now when we have a kid, now it's like I'm gonna protect them from the things that I see inside of you, and it's like,
but why that wasn't the case now? In the beginning, right. Because obviously they loved you at one point because you had a baby,
exactly. So that bothers me. But at the end of the day, like you said, we gotta really pray for one. We are living in some times, y'all.
Yes.
These are trying times.
Yes.
These are times of tribulation. These are tribulation times that we really have to pray for one another.
Yeah.
And just be wise in every situation that we get into,
and be selfless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the Bible says that in all thy ways, in everything that we do, in everything that we do, acknowledge God.
Yeah.
And he definitely will direct your path.
Amen. What can you say after that?
Yes.
But amen.
Yes.
How can we fix brokenness? We have to
with
give
the love
it back
for one
God.
Another and loving each other.
Yeah. And God is love.
And even with the opposite parent that gives you strife, still love that person.
Still love
you have
that
to still
person.
Love that person. Pick up the phone and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. What can we do to come together so we can work it out? Whatever I got to do, let's work it out.
And
that's the key.
I was telling Pastor Jay today, he was saying, why should I have to fight to be in my daughter's life? I said, the thing is, you're looking at why you should. Look
That's
at
right.
the reality of the situation is you do.
Yes.
So instead of saying, why should I have to, what you need to do now is you need to constantly reach out.
That's
you don't
right.
have to,
yes.
They have text message now.
Yes.
You can send a text message every day unless they change their number or block you.
And let me
tell
you. They
will receive that
I
message
guarantee
from
if you send enough scripture texts. and send enough positive texts, you'd be amazed what that does to
all
people.
You have, you know,
you don't even have to have words. You can have quotes. You can have positive things. And that makes a difference. And you pray for that woman and tell her, God, please change her heart.
Yeah.
Please allow her to, you know, open up her heart to me.
Or him.
Or you. And that's the key.
My brother David Battle said, love is the launch pad.
Amen. I love that. We got to make shirts that
love
say that.
Love is the launch pad.
Come on, that's right.
We got to put them on the website.
Come on, Elder Battle.
So, yes, y'all, listen, our time has come to an end. Yes, we really appreciate everyone that has commented. Y'all don't even understand. If this show does not help anybody else, it definitely helps us. What about you, Too Real?
Me too. Yes,
come on.
Does.
So, at the end of the day, we want you to subscribe to the channel.
Yes.
Share this. There are so many people out there that need to understand, what do I need to do to fix my brokenness, to fix my broken family? Yes. And it can happen. So share, subscribe, hit the notification bell so that you will never miss a Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, because you don't want to.
You don't want to.
This is where it's at. This is how we're working to help the family by doing our little part. And that's are the reason why we're here.
Yes. And Shifters, we're keeping it real.
That's right. Keeping it real and keeping it right.
Gladys, it's so good to see you, Ina. So y'all listen, until next Tuesday.
Yes.
We just want to say we love you. We love you. We love you. Our time has come.
Check us out on WABC Radio.
Many blessings and love, everyone.
Definitely is on the Roku. It's on, it's definitely on Roku. And we're supporting the
channel. And all the social media platforms, Shift Real Talk TV.
Yes.
On YouTube, and we're definitely on Facebook Live. So please like and share. If this content was good for you tonight, if this content brought you some great value, please share it.
And if you want to get inspirational quotes, Allie Too Real, tell them where they can find you on social media. She is very inspirational.
Social media, you can find me, Arlandria Crane. You know, I go by Allie Too Real, or you can follow me on Instagram at Allie Too Real. I put you first on Instagram. So, you know, my goal is to always motivate. I'm working on a project right now where I want to do more graphic t-shirts and, you know, put them out there. Because, you know, when you wear motivational things, it just lifts your spirit. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel confident. And my goal is to God to use me as a vessel to help other people. Long as I can do that, I know that I'm serving God's purpose.
All right.
Thank you, Mia. Right. Mia said, Jesse, I get it, but think about the cost if you don't reach out. Do your part until your part meets hers.
Amen. That's right.
So what we're going to do right now, listen, we're going to do our part.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Before we go, listen, y'all, if y'all want to book any kind of private sessions with Shift Real Talk, please visit our website. Our website is up, www.shift-movement.com.
You can book Pastor Jay and Lady Free counseling sessions, life coach sessions on our website.
But listen, y'all, time is drawn.
Time is up.
Yes.
We are here. We are. Once we have again. To go. It's time to pay to all our family. M-I-C-K-Y.
Okay. Absolutely not. Until next week, same place, same time. We love you.
We love you.
Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.